So they had a good amount of time. וכי יסיס בחור זבח תוידו כלל הדובר שהתפילה יסה מעולה מכל הוידס תפילה is more מעולה is greater than all הוידס ובתפילה צריך לסחזק לערך מלחומה כמבוא בזויה right? בגירה בקשתה with an arrow and with a bow with a spear with an arrow ברומחה בסייפה right? בגירה בקשתה ברוימח with a spear and a cipher with a scythe with a sword. We know that Bechara Bebekashti is Betzlusi, right? It says in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu told us, Bekachti miyada emoyimi Bechara Bebekashti. It's the greatest koyach, Melchom, in other words, is the koyach of Tefillah. What's Peshat? V'tzorech lehalois ha'oisiyas el tchilas ha'rotzen shemekor mimenu. A person's got to be ma'al at ha'oisiyas to the tchilas ha'rotzen that the mekor mimenu. We have to see both pieces of it. It's a double piece, but it's one. Wow, seems so much time here. It's perhaps shaykh to the next piece as well. But anyways, who kashada mamshech v'chol kachayis of machshavos lemala. A person's mamshech all his kavanas and his tefillah, all his koyches is machshavos lemala. V'zoyrek and yizorek lemala. Kamoshul doyrech bekeshes, like somebody who fires. A kesha as a bow and arrow, v'zorik chitza lemala, v'zeh nirmaz v'giru v'kashta. Now there's the machshavas. Sorry, missed out. Hainu ki ha'odam kulem yiroishim ad ragloi mali oisiyas. It's an important point. Person is kol kule kule oisiyas, and he has to be mala those oisiyas to the shoresh. What's the shoresh? The shoresh is going to explain the b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. B'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. That's the dvar, the sheirish of all our oisius, of all our diburim, is the dvar, the dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. That's the sheirish of the oisius. A person's got to be mamshich all his koyches that the oisius should go lemala to where they came from. Or b'tanai shle isarav machshavas psul chasushon. If a person's got machshavas psul, so he mafsek chasushon tefilosim machshavas zora ve'ena yochel aloisam olasaknam betikunoi kenoida shamachshavas him gamken elikus machshavas also elikus rak shenoflu umevakshim aloisam olasaknam she'ena yochel aloisam person can't be mal of them so oz b'machshavas zora he if he has a machshavas zora noisam koyach chasushon sitrach or whatever samach mem chasushon olanukve ve'ena le tikun rak sheichavim b'remach tevin de krishma. Oh, the hoyrig oisin a klipas shenis havel de machshava zora betfila. That's pshat by Pinchas. Vayikach roimach beyodei. Shemiram is al bezoya kodesh al remach tevin de krishma. The roimach was the 248 words of krishma. In other words, so we read the end. Vehidki oisim el akuva, and he stabbed Pinchas, killed. Chodazek kiva. That's why it says dafka Pinchas took a roimach. Vehikar sheyeda shadibur sheloi netzel midibur rishon. Every person's dibur is netzel from the dibur rishon. Shenibur by olam is the one who created the world with. Over diburoi neslavish adibur rishon. Through his dibur is neslavish adibur rishon. Veozi yora veizbal midiburoi. And then it's yora and it's and then. For that, a person's got to have a meridika yira and a pachad when he talks. Ki yubi ruach piv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We are talking out the ruach piv of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking out the hispashtus of b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. That's how powerful our dibur is. Ubezeh yochel asis nakoma. That's how you can find a koma. Ubezeh roimus kel begroinum kasecherif pifis biyodam shtei piyos oz lasis nakoma. Ubezeh yiratzon aboyer bebriya lalitz chol nevram la diburishim to bring up all the nevram to elevate all the nevram to the diburishim shutchilas haratzon. And that's pshat. Chizis b'chu sevach toida shavi lirtzoinchem tizbuchu. What's the sod? The sod is that Adam is dibor is shlita, right? And the day dibor a person's shalit, and it says dibar amelach shultan, right? Pasuk in Kehelis. That dibor mishla Kehelis. Dibar amelach shultan. The shulto in malchus is with the dibor. It's the emes. The koyach adibur, there's a doimim tzemeach chayim medaber, and the doimim, it's medaber. That's the hechta koyach. That's the koyach of shlita. In other words, the bein shalom gave Adam Rishon the koyach Adam. Adam is a medaber, and medaber is shilta and shlita. Bein shalom gave Adam Rishon the koyach of shlita. I told him, "Pruru minus ores vekivshua rudu b'degas hayom u'behemes shemaim etc." What's that? That's with the koyach adibur. Gave Adam Rishon the koyach adibur because Koyach HaDibur connects to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Connects to the Sherish Abriya. And that gives a person a shilton of a person's holding on to the Sherish of something, he's shilut on it. Right? He gives it a snip and then he's killed it. Right? If you dub it to the Sherish of a tree, if you're holding the Sherish of the tree, so you're holding the whole Chiyas of the tree in your hand. If you're holding on a branch, you're shilut on a branch. If you're holding on the Sherish, so the Sherish of the Briya is B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. And that Sherish, that B'dvar Hashem, the Rebbe Shalom gave to an Odom to be a Medaber and to connect the Dibur, his Dibur to the Dibur of Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. And that's how he becomes a Sholet. That's how he becomes a Sholet in the Bria. What's the Tachlis of Odom? Tachlis of Odom is to use that Shlita and to be Mamshech the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That's what it says, where the Odom Rishon was created, all the Nivraim bowed down to him. And Odom says, no, let's say Tehillim. Hashem Moloch Geis Lovish. In other words, let's use the Dibur to show the Rebbe Shalom Shlita on the Bria. That's why the dibur, a person's got to be so careful, because a dibur that goes lira means you're giving shlita to the koichas lira. Other various, you're giving the koichas lira koichas. A dibur, like he's saying over here, that a dibur that goes with the shlachta machshava, it's the same bechina. A dibur that goes with the shlachta bad machshava. So b'shad is, you're not just giving koich, you're giving the shlita away. You're giving the shlita away. And that's why Taka, it says, Rashi brings down there, Rudu b'dgasayam, what does Rashi say? Zocho. Then you're ruling. Loi zacha, you are yorod faket, and the brias are shalat on you. That's the old story where he was scared that chayis ros, Cain and the Hoyak, they were scared. He was scared of all the chayis ros afterwards. Why? Because originally everybody was scared of Adam, because Adam was shalat. But if you do it wrong, so then the pshat is then in other words, an Adam is either a shalat or a nishlat. So it works in the Yitzhahara. So it works in the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara has a shlita on a person. Why? Because if a person's not careful, there's the book of the person's bet in the shalit. Or if he abuses that shlita that he has, so then Aniday Diburim Roim, so then he gives shlita. He gives shlita to somebody else, so then he's nishlat, so somebody else is shalit on him. So with the Dibur persons, that's why a Dibur always goes together with Malchus. Right? David HaMelech, he was the Davana. The whole Tehillim is full of Diburim, 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 and Diburim to the Rabban Shalom. That was David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who speaks Diburim to the Rabban Shalom. And those Diburim are Malchus. That's the Malchus, that's the Shlita. And by Tefillah, his pshat is that you give that Shlita to the Rabban Shalom and you make the Rabban Shalom a Sholet on the Bria. That's why we discussed the Bais HaMikdash is called the Dvir Beis Sach. And where do you daven? You have to daven the Kivun of Bais HaMikdash. Because when you're davening your Tefillah, so Bais HaMikdash was a place where Yodei HaYeh B'Tzalel G'mon Brachas Daf Mem, Yodei HaYeh B'Oisis, B'Tzalel knew the Oisis Shnibra Mem Shmayim V'Oretz. So Pshat is that B'Tzalel knew the Bais HaMikdash Mishkan was built from all the Oisis, from all the Diburim, from the Bechinus B'Dvar Hashem Shmayim Nasu, and there was the point of B'Dvar Hashem Shmayim Nasu. There we connect our Dibur to the Dvar Hashem Shmayim Nasu. That's why it's called Devir Beis Sach. So when we're davening, you have to daven the kivun of the Bais HaMikdash. And where does the machshava of the person have to be also? It says that the ayinayim, person should daven the Gemara Baruch is ayinayim lemata, v'liboy lemala. Why? Because the lev is the arrow, the lev is the power. Where are you sending? Where are you sending your shlita now? The dibur is the chshiltoy. Where are you sending it to? So the lev, the machshavas, the kavanas alev, that he says is like the arrow that gives it the charge, it gives it the chiyas, the slavos that sends it off. So you got to aim the arrow in the right place. So the liboy has to be lemala. You got to aim it to the Rabban Shalom, the Burim, to give back the Rabban Shalom and the Shlita of the Bria. That's the Koyach HaShlita. That's why he says Reimach, Krishma, every person is full of Oisius. Why? Every person is full of Oisius because the Oisius make up the Diburim. And that's our Koyach, that's who we are. We are Oisius, we are full of Oisius. We are the Min HaMedaber. So that's why we have Oisius. But a person's got to be able to put all his Oisius in place. Right, for every ois and for every ois has to be in his whole body has to be a word for every eva, and that's what Krishna does. That's why we say Krishna before Shema and Esra. Krishna puts all the evarim and all the words, all b'mokoyim, b'mkoyimoy, ramach words, connected ramach mitzvahs. That's why in Shema and Esra there's a whole Indian of how you stand. You got to stand. A person's goof is very involved in Shema and Esra. Right, it's more than a shulchan aruch. You should shackle kolatz moisai temarna. Right. You keep on saying the whole time that Kavanas Alev, Kavanas Alev, Kavanas Alev. What do you care with them? I'm lying down, I'm upside down, what do you care? The Torah says the goof, what are you talking about? The goof is full of voices. Says the Hilgam Arinayan, the goof is full of voices. And when the goof is full of voices, so you've got to make sure that all those voices are going about. When you speak the Diburim, you mechaber all the voices, and you're sending those voices in your Diburim back to our Kodesh Baruch. So we say Krishna first. Krishna puts everything in place. Puts every word with its Aver, so that when we're standing for Shemoneh Esra, so then the Diburim and the, from all the Oisiyas from every Aver of the goof is connected to a Dibur. That's Krishna. And then we stand up, and then every Aver has a Dibur to give. We want all the Oisiyas, all the Diburim, we want everything to go up to Shemayim, and that's how we give our Shlita. That's how we give our Shlita back to the Rebbe Shlita. That's a pelvic azach, because this whole story of Pinchas, this whole gilui of Yipach, Yikach, Remach, the other comes after Balak, is in Pasha's Balak. And Pasha's Balak is where Bilam wanted to take the Shlita. His koyach was so great that normally when we speak Dvarim Rayim, so then we give them the Shlita, but he had a koyach adibur. He had a koyach to be Makali, he had a koyach adibur. He had a koyach adibur. And so his koyach adibur, what killed his koyach adibur? Krishna. It says Vikach Roimach. Says Zoya, that's the Roimach. In other words, Pinchas took the dibur and wanted his shlita. In other words, Rebbe Shlom told him not to go, and he's a shaylet. Rebbe Shlom says, don't curse them. Ich bin a shaylet. Rebbe Shlom showed him in his dibur who's the shaylet. He wanted to be mekallel. Rebbe Shlom says, you're touching my gegend over here. This is my ezor. Dibur b'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. That's something that you can't go against me, you can't walk against me. That he opens his dirty mouth, and brachas come out. Brachas come out. So the parsha of Balak is the parsha of the birur of the shlita. So Bilam thought that if he can't be shoylet, so at least he can be mahari. He can make Klal Yisrael have shlechta machshavas and shlechta zach and like that. And maybe that's why he was machshel them at the end of the parsha with the bnei smoyov, and then from Pinchas had to come with the roimach, which is the Ramach words of Krishna, which is the Cherub Pefiz B'Yodam, and that's how Pinchas had to think. Straight after Pashas Pinchas, you have Pashas Matos. What's Matos? Nadarim. Mm-hmm. Nadarim. The Yid has to appreciate his Koyach Adibur. The Koyach Adibur is the Koyach HaShlita. That's the whole Vod. What's the Vod that we discussed actually once before? What's the whole Vod? The Nadarim. Nadarim, you have to be Matvis on the Beis HaMikdash. Right? This lechem should be like a ka'ola, a shlamim. You have to be matfis on a dova kodesh, right? Why? What's the vod? The vod is that what's the oimik of dvar shem shemayim nasu? That's the ultimate shlita. What's the ultimate shlita? The Rebbe Shlom spoke, and it was already done. Right? Let's say by Melech Basav Adom. So he talks, and what's cool that he's mamash shaylet, like by Achashverosh, that the haroharotzim yotzu tchufim ubehulim kedvar amelach. Hare, it wasn't done the same second, but what, he's got fast horses that take it from place to place. Instead of taking a few days, actually it took a few hours. That's his dibur. That's the shlita of a dibur of a person, of a king. It takes time. It takes quickly. Haroharotzim yotzu tchufim. The Rebbe Shlom, he speaks, it's done already at the same time. Baruch Oymer V'Oise. B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu. As soon as the Dibur is there, it's done already. That's what we discussed. Ami Rasel Gvaya, Kmisi Rasel Hedit. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a Dvir Beisachal. Beis HaMikdash is a B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu, Dike Dibur. And in the Shemayim, B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu, Dike Dibur, it's straight away. So Ami Rasel Gvaya, Kmisi Rasel Hedit. But when a person makes a Neder, yeah, a person makes a neder, he says he's going to do something. If you matvis it, I mean, what's the avodah now to do it? If you matvis it to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, you make a hatfasa, you say that lechem zeh should be l'ka'ila, then it's a hatfasa to the Beis HaMikdash. Hatfasa to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a tesefis koyach, that's a nesimis koyach, that the dibur should spill out to maisa straight away. And that's a koyach to keep his neder. That's the sod of an adam. You made a neder, so you have to connect it to the Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. That you should do that. You should carry out your neder, just like it's carried out in the Shemayim Bidvar Hashem. Hashem's dibur is already done. Shemayim Nasu. So we made the same thing. That's why you have atfas on the Beis HaMikdash and the Bechinas Ledvir Beisecha, which is the koyach of Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, which is the koyach of Imrosu Lagvar Kimsi Rosu Lehediv. Even beikin adorim, what's the Beis HaMikdash? Harei alai korban, harei zu, harei alai korbanus. Beikin is korbanus. Atfas by korbanus. That's the koyach, because that's the koyach. That's showing we're using the shlita. Then we're showing that we're shaylet. Make a neder and you connect it to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. You'll do it. It shows that you're shaylet. So it says, and what it says there, that really you shouldn't make a neder. However, if a person sees that his yitzhar is too strong, so then the yitzhar is shaylet on him. had a famous story there in the Gemara that the beautiful boy with the Taltalim, he looked into the well and he saw how beautiful he was, and the Yitzhahara was Mizgara in him. So what do? You have to make a Neder. Why? Because you save a pair. You save a pair. So therefore, which Shlita do we need? The Burim. That's the Reimach. That's the Vusi, but Slusi, that's the Tfilah, that's the Diburim of Tfilah. So then we show it on the Yitzhahara. How you show it in the Yitzhahara? First we should speak Diburim, Diburim, Diburim Ruchnim. And then we get the Koyach HaShlita, and then we show it on the Yitzhahara. Without Diburim, without the Koyach HaNeda, where we connect to the Beis HaMikdash, you connect to the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. So then after the Yitzhahara, you might have done other things that you gave the Shlita over to the Yitzhahara. So you have to go back to the original Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, to the original Shlita that was given to the Adam, who was the Min Medaber. And with that, you get the Shlita back. That's the Koyach HaTfilah. That's the koyach tefila, the koyach b'vusi, b'tzlusi, and that's Yaakovina gave it to Yosef Atzadik. Yosef is the Shema Yisod. Yosef is the one who's the pinnacle of the one who's loichem against his yetzahoras. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, a person goes up to Shemayim and he says, had a big yetzahora, and that's why I did this and this. So what does the Rebbe Shalom said? Klum, yad mo nesyonis and yetzahoras like Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik was a shaylet on his yetzahora. How is he a shaylet on his yetzahora? Tfilis, he was alone there in Mitzrayim with Tfilis, the Rabban Shalom, with Diburim. So Yaakovina gave Yosef Atzadik a town which Yaakovina captured. How? Bevosi Betzlusi. What was that town? That town was Shechem. Shechem, they fought Taka with swords, with Reimach. Shimon and Levi, they fought it with swords. They killed. That's the place that killed. That's the place where you fight with the Reimach. Who was that given to? The Shechem. That was given to Yosef HaTzadik. That's why Shechem, the Gemara says, Makkah is Shechichi Reitzchem. Shechem is a very, very shlita-dika town. It's a town, it's a shlita-dika town. It's Shechichi Reitzchem. A Reitzach is somebody who's shaylet, who wants to be shaylet. It's a Ratzchonistika town. Why? Because it's a town that has a Mordika Koyach HaShlita. Why? Because Yaakovina captured it with the Koyach HaTfilah. With Bevusi, with Slusi. He captured it with the Shlita, with the Tfilah, with the Bedvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. With the Diburim. He captured it with the Diburim. He captured it with the Shlita. And that left a mark in it. So somebody who is Shailat on his Yetzahora, he deserves Midah Keneged Midah to get a town that he Yosef was a Shailat Al Yitzroy, so he deserves to get a town that has a Reach of Shlita in that town. And that's why Shimon and Levi, they treated that town. They came into Shechem, they felt that they had power to kill the whole town out. It's a Shlita Dika town. And it's a town that you can get that the Yaakovina captures. He was angry with them. Where Klal Yisrael has a coil called Yaakov. Roimach, that's Yedayim Yedei Esav. But Klal Yisrael has a coil called Yaakov. A coil that's the Bechinas Dibor. We also have a Roimach. We have a Roimach, words of Krishna. It's also a Roimach, much more powerful than the other Roimachs. So that's why they killed it in the wrong way. Oh, but it was a town that gave you a feeling that you can do it. It gave you a feeling that you're shoylet. So they were shoylet using a Roimach literally instead of using Ramach words of Krishna. Yaakov, you know, Taka captured it before Usi with Slusi, with his pair, with the Bechinas HaKol called Yaakov. And he gave it to Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik is a shoylet by Yitzray. So that's why a person got to realize that the Koyach HaDibur, that's the Shlita, that's the Shtei Pios, and that's the Bechina of Lasses Nakoma Bagoyim.
That's what I always thought, Moshe Vashem, Ndori Lashem Ashalim. I always thought, what's that? Why is that one of the grace?
You said, where did I hear you saying that? You
told me that. I didn't give him Shalim, Koy Shu Esesu Shalim.
Oh, that's right. Where did you say that?
The Bris.
Oh, that's right.
The second part is Ndori Lashem Ashalim.
No,
maybe it's bringing things back to the Shayra.
Shayra, Mo'oshiv, with the Koycha Dibor, with the Koycha Neder, Kain Nedorim. Oh, the person's Makai and the Neder, then he's bought the Bechino of the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Shumayim Nasu, the Asiya, so the Dibor leads to an Asiya.
It's a Grace Aveda.
It's a Grace Aveda.
Okay.
Grace Aveda. Where did it go? The more you're Shomer, the more you're showing Bidvar Hashem Shumayim Nasu. If you say something and you don't keep to it, so you're saying that Dibur is not a Shlita. Yitzhar is too great, I couldn't do it. If you said a Dibur, you're the one who's supposed to be Shailet. They said Yitzhar is Shailet in you. If you're Taka Shailet, if you're Diburim, Taka connected with Vashem Shemayim Nasu, so as soon as you spoke, it's Shangatin. Shangatin, it's done already. If you didn't, then it shows that you're not Shailet, that your Dibur is a Shvacha Dibur, it's not a Shlita. It didn't give you Shlita, and the Yitzhar, if it got Shailet in you, stopped you from doing it. Where the Gazach? Palta Acher, it's a Bissamintash to Kalav. came to the Beis Hamikdash, a person has to feel that, oh, comes to the place of Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, now can be Makayim Ayin Adorim. And Taka says that after that, after the Parashat Nedarim, then they fought Midian, and Parashat Matis there. And then it says, with Bilam ben Boer Horgu. Because Adidei the Nedarim, through Nedarim, so that's how we get our back on Bilam. So you get back on Bilam. Okay, Bilam showed, he told Bilam he's going to curse them, by the vote. In other words, by showing that he's not even shoylet, he made such a fool of himself, because he used dibur, which is mamish the shlita, and he opens his mouth to say one thing and another thing comes out. that's the tachlis hashiflis. You know, it's like with the sword you become the weakest person in the world. It's like Rav Dessler once said that the two countries that are most fearing their whole survival are America and Russia. Why? Because they've both got nuclear weapons, so they should be the most powerful nations, but each one's got all their nuclear weapons at the other one. So America is the most vulnerable country and Russia is the most vulnerable country, so the more koyach you have, the more vulnerable came. Dessler gave a whole shmuz on it. That's the ikus of the Mashiach, that the might of the goddess Roimi Faked, the koyach that they have is going to make them feel weak. And that was the more nuclear warheads they have, the more they're scared, because the other one also has to have now. And therefore they're both a little island somewhere, doesn't feel threatened by nuclear weapons. So the Bilam opened his shlita, he opened his mouth of shlita, and in his koich ha-shlita came out brochus. In his koich ha-shlita came out how weak he was. So to you, when you're using a koich ha-shlita and it comes out hepech ha-shlita, and this doch the extra zach. So that's the koich ha-dibur, somewhere in the Kazakh.